This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here we go. We will ask anywhere between every week 9 and 4 NFL questions. Everybody else kind of does this. We're late to the party. We apologize. But rapid fire, we're going to go through a bunch of NFL questions. Kang, you got them?
I got them. You guys ready? You guys pumped?
We are pumped and totally. We are ready to do it. It's time that we get on board.
I mean, we're not too good for this, right?
No, let's,
hey,
we are
I
not.
Love football. You guys love football. The people love football. Let's do this.
Yeah, okay. Here
all right, we go. First question. Guys, Baker Mayfield says the hype is real. Is the hype real with the Browns? Is it Believeland? Where will they finish?
Okay, I don't think the hype's real at all. I think they're going 8-8 and they're finishing third in the division. I think this team is poised for an implosion. I think that it's a house of cards. The personalities, when things start to go wrong, I think it could all unravel and unravel quickly in Cleveland.
Doug, you ignorant slut. That's not what's going to happen. Cleveland is the real thing. They are a really good team. They've got defensive studs. They've got offensive studs. This is a team that's going to make some noise because their division isn't anything impressive. Cincinnati's no good. I think Baltimore's got some issues. Pittsburgh's devoid of much of their talent they had a year ago. It's Cleveland's division.
Cleveland's division, he says. Kang, you got a thought?
Doug, my thought is, does Mrs. Karsh know about Doug's slutness here? No, my thought is, I'm going with the under on the win total. I'm with Doug on this one. I think the hype is too much. I think that they fall back. Cleveland's never been good. That continues this year. Too soon for them.
All right.
Next question, yes. Guys. Right now, the biggest saga in the NFL is the Raiders and Antonio Brown. If you're the Raiders, what do you do with Antonio Brown? Simple as that. Gator, you start this one off.
I got to tell you, if you're the Raiders, you got to hang on to him because any kind of trade-off you're going to make, every team's going to lowball you for what it is. You've invested an awful lot in him. He is such a great talent on the field. You just got to get him on the field. You have to ignore the noise and get him on the field. Now, would I play him this week? No, I'd suspend him for a week because if the rumors are true that he threatened to punch Mike Mayock in the face.
In the face.
In the face. If that's the case, then you have to suspend the guy. Now, I would hope that cooler heads will prevail here, and maybe there's some sort of an apology that AB issues privately to Mayock. It doesn't need to be public. It needs to be private. And once that happens, the Raiders can bite the bullet, and they need to move forward with him.
A little slight breaking news. According to sources, Antonio Brown got up in front of the team with the captains by his side and emotionally apologized to the team right now. So we'll see if that changes
Look,
anything.
They have to keep him. It's the Raiders. This guy's the perfect Raider. This isn't the Vatican. It's the Raiders. Suspend him, whatever. He'll be on their roster this year. There's no doubt about it.
I'll say this, guys. I'm going outside the box a little bit with this thinking. I think they handled this wrong. I think they should have sat him down, not fined him, told him if you do anything else, we will fine you. But let's be all serious here. Different rules for different players. He's one of them. They knew what they were getting when they traded for him. He's out there. The problem is he's gone next level, and they didn't expect this much out of him. But that's what you got when you trade for Antonio Brown. You got to deal with him.
Yeah,
right?
and one more thing. I know that things have to be on the record when it comes to fining and suspensions and stuff like that. But if that's all Mike Mayock did was send him a letter, you got to talk to the guy face to face if you're going to do something like that. I'm sorry. You can't just send off a letter or an email and then expect nothing to come of it. I mean, you're in the building all the time. Go talk to the man.
All right, guys, we only had one game so far, but who's the first NFL coach that's going to be fired this year? Doug?
Freddie Kitchens, Cleveland.
Wow, you're really on that train, huh?
What's the matter with you? You trying to one-up my Packer stuff?
No.
You think he's going to get fired?
He asked us if someone's who's going to be the first guy to get fired. I say it's Freddie Kitchens. What, do you want me to abstain?
No, I'd like to come up with a better answer than that. That's just spiteful right now.
I think they're going to have problems. Who you got?
Well, frankly, I think the first guy that's going to get fired is Cliff Kingsbury. I think they're going to realize he's a disaster, and they're going to hire Lincoln Riley.
He's going to go the same route again.
Who you got?
My thought is going to be, this is going to be a tough one for me. I'm going with, who's the Giants head coach right now?
It's
I can't think of it.
Shermer?
Yes.
I think it's Shermer.
All right.
I'm like throwing my arm. Pat Shermer.
All right, Pat Shermer.
All right, next football question. Guys, Melvin Gordon, Trent Williams still holding out. What will happen to those guys? Will either one get traded?
I think Melvin Gordon will get traded. I think Trent Williams will report eventually. By week three.
I think both guys end up playing for the respective teams by week three.
Week three for both you guys, huh?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Guys, will this be the only year that pass interference will be challengeable? Will this experiment come and go?
I sure as hell hope so. I really hope so. And I'm glad you asked that question, because it should be. It should be.
Not what do you want, guys? Well, what will happen?
But I think this is such a bad thing that, yes, the idea that they'll go back to the way it was, they'll actually do something that everybody says you can't do. They'll put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Gator?
Yeah, no, I think this is, I think what's going to happen is every team in the league is going to realize they're not going to call this. They're not going to overturn anything. The rule will stay in the books because it needs to stay there for something that is egregious, like what happened in the playoff game last year. That's why it's there, only to correct egregious mistakes. Something that's marginal is never going to get overturned, although when you get to the playoffs, maybe they're going to call things differently. But no, this is going to stick around.
No, I agree. It's going to stick around. The coaches just have to learn how to challenge it better. That's all. They're going through the learning process themselves, but this won't be a one and done. You'll see it again next year at least.
Yes.
One more, guys. Let's go. Hey, the Cowboys, they've paid all these guys so far. Extension, Zeke, Lawrence, Amari Cooper's looking for a deal. But Dak Prescott's the guy who's next up. How much will they pay for Dak Prescott, and should they? He's looking at over $30 million per year.
Well, they will. They'll end up paying him that because Jerry Jones. Should they? It's so hard to find a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, but he's not worth that kind of money. But that's not how the league. Yeah, I mean, no, I wouldn't do it. I can't do it for Dak.
I'm not a Dak fan, but then I saw some stats and some numbers that people were throwing up about where he compares with other quarterbacks like Carson Wentz and Jared Goff, and it was kind of staggering how favorable he is to those two quarterbacks in certain statistics. The Cowboys have to sign him. Otherwise, they're going to start all over again, and they can't afford to start all over again when you've got a running back that's in his prime right now. You have to win now. Unless the Cowboys can do something stupid like trade for Matthew Stafford, which they're not going to do, they're going to go with Dak, and they're going to pay him $35 million a year.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.